come to Uncle Mo's for family fun. It's good, 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 good.
Mmm, sounds good.
Hello, folks, and welcome to another audio bonus commentary provided by yours truly there, coming from the tavern itself there. Going to be looking at, I'd say it's an infamous one. I know it's one I thought, hey, that's all right. Like, first time I watched it back in fucking 09, 10, around the friends who had Sky there. E Pluribus Wigum there, like 2008, so just on the cusp of, Obama getting elected and the like. They're really politically driven episode and the like, so we'll see what's cringe or what's surprisingly good there. If you don't know how this works already, it'll be a 3, 2, 1 clap, and you clap on the clap. Not even the clap. I'm so busy thinking of editing. I've been in my editing head, folks. Hey, it's a 3, 2, 1 play. When I say play, you play. It's as simple as that there. So if you want to load up Disney Plus, get yourself teas, biscuits, enemas, whatever you want, and we'll be back. Alright, we're all suitably hydrated and raring to go, comfy, good, because here we are for E Pluribus Wigum in a matter of moments as he loads up his Disney Plus app there. Alright, I'm good to go. Here we are now. Countdown in 3, 2, 1, play. And we're off. Look at them clouds. How we all doing, folks? Because it's been a bit of a week, to say the least. My manager's off sick, which is a bit sad in case they listen to this. But then again, I've had a week off and no teams calls or meetings. So, hey, the good old swings and roundabouts there, innit? How are y'all doing there? Let me know on the Twitter, on the Facebook, in the comments there. We have recorded the 100th episode, by the way, folks. That's in the bag there. It's something very special. It's a little exclusive here on the audio bonus commentary. That's why you should listen into these little 30-minute nuggets I like to put out every month there. So, 100th episode is recorded. The review is done. See if you can guess what it is in the comments of the Facebook page and the little Twitter there, at TylerTMC and Uncle Mo's Family Feedback podcast Facebook page. Got to get the plugs in now whilst the intro's starting. Ooh. French Tapestry, nice. I can't remember if I've seen this one. Okay, no, I have done, yeah, because they nicked the couch. I forgive the slam of doors and that. That's one of my housemates waking up at 11 in the morning. So there you go. Yeah, it's very inventive. Oh, you know, this is cute. I like this. Very inventive. Nice. Especially what post-good, post-golden era Simpsons, as everyone says. That's a lovely little couch gag. I remember bits of this episode, but nothing like in depth. Oh, brother, let me tell you, when I've had the rare in office shifts, very much the same energy. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, for fuck's sake. This is ridiculous. Fucking hell. This is actually a really fun start. That's a solid gag. Well done, 08 Simpsons. Oh, I remember, would this have happened during the writer's strike? Speaking of writer's strike, and it's happening now, but I know that was 07, 08. I know it affected The Office a lot. You know, Steve Carell really stood with him, being a good dude. Nah, diets. I'm saying diets can work and that, can they? But it's just. There's so many friggin' fads on it. Have I done dieting before? Oh, I'll tell you what was fucking good for my weight loss. Literally hummus. Hummus is just an alternative lunch there every now and then. Because, like, it beats salads, and then you can just have, like, mini salad by the side. So, yeah. Oh, what a shit house. Sorry, I should be chatting more, folks, but, like, I'm surprised at, like, how solid this has been, so I'm just watching it, as a fan, as you should do. Jerkass Homer! Is that the first time they've acknowledged, that phrase? Or him being jerkass? fucking Mole Man, man. Is he in that many of the modern episodes? Oh, the Ribwidge. Or the Ribbit Toad. No, they don't. I found that one hinged the hard way. They're not screwed down and incredibly dirty like all Burger Kings I found. I like Burger King, it's much better than McDonald's, but fuck me, it's this pricing, man. Goddamn inflation and cost of living crisis forever, man. Christ. It's like the housing market. Oh no, the 50-year-old just hoard it and then leave it for the issues of their children. The worried children. Oh, so this is how they kick it off, then. Oh, this is where they kick off the political bits, because they're the first primary. Oh, Dan Rather. I've heard of him. No, she can't trust big watermelons, you know. All right. I tell you what, I've never really... Yeah, there we go. There we go, got to get in a location joke there. What a first act, damn. Yeah, I've only really seen Media Circuses because I'm based in Sheffield now. Always around the snooker. So you go to the Crucible, and yeah, it's nothing but, you know, satellites and everything else there. The BBC take it over. Really exciting. Oh, that and this year, Sheffield United had their, oh, we're promoted, but, you know, we're not winners of the league parade. That was mad. Yeah, oh, jeez, there's always a line to register as a sex offender. Oh, has he got it right? Wow. First time ever, folks. Legendary. Shit. Yeah, how, Yeah, you had Wi-Fi back then, didn't you? Or super fast broadband. When did that come in? John Stewart. Oh, shit. God, this is old now, isn't it? Since he's, like, kind of retired or doing his non-Daily Show stuff. Who's doing it now? Stephen Colbert? Or is it John Thingy? I think it's Colbert doing it now, isn't he? Oh, yeah, I try to get some zingers. Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to really talk politics. Y'all know how I lean anyway. Socially, in a socialism kind of way, but like, it's a big old shit show. Let's joke about it and not face the harsh reality of the world we're living in, the shitty country I reside in. I'm surprised how much I'm enjoying this, folks. It's like the Sadgasm episode. Oh, who's done focus groups, folks? I did in uni. Yeah, I did a focus group for some app that that the accommodation I was living in, they were sorting out an app, just to, so it's easy for you to pay. But yeah, it's like, sit down for an hour, all the free food, and then I got a big whopping £50 Amazon gift card. So it's kind of worth it. I don't know if it's much like, you know, the South Park thing of, oh, when do we get the free yacht? Oh, you will, but as soon as you hear more about our house share. And then it's like for weeks and weeks and weeks. I'll give a coup in. Oh, it's also mad, like, how millions and millions of pounds goes into marketing campaigns and ads there, but now, like, if you just get one viral tweet or video off TikTok, that's like the, you can't buy that. That's just like the biggest and best way of advertising now. So now all the record companies are just forcing up and coming independent artists to, or new artists on the label to be like, can you make it viral? Can you make it viral? Like, what is viral? It's a lot harder than just like doing a video. Slick Willy. Good old Hillary. God, I've forgotten this time in The Simpsons. They really wanted her to win. Like, was this... Yeah, I think even after Obama, but The Simpsons got a loving with Hillary Clinton. Despite all the crooked emails and all that, but there you go. Yeah, the UK doesn't have this, like, primaries, who you're voting for. It's literally just like, oh, what's, what are the Tories doing and why are they that awful? Or, yeah, it's literally just like, oh, why do you think the current administration is bad? It's never, who are you voting for? Do you think they'll win? It is literally, so what's the worst opinion of this political party? And again, like, I think the UK really rinsed the, you know, photo ops, like, oh, kissing babies. Look, it's Rishi Sunak holding a shovel to break new ground on this hospital, and then he just chucked the fucking shovel and the waistcoat away. It's all bollocks, isn't it? Ah, like the big raving loony party. Sitting at the back looking stupid party in Blackadder. Oh, what a great episode that was as well. Dunny on the Wold. It's a rotten borough, sir. Oh, we must get Colin to vote. Colin's a dog, sir. Hey, my boy Ralph. Shout out, Wig. Well, so this is quite well paced. That's end of second act now. Ronnie Reagan. Don't forget he had early onset Alzheimer's as he was getting elected. All right, in his first year. And then he never disclosed that. What a cunt. Oh, she's some parody. Is it Ann Coulter? Not Ann Coulter, but the like Eastern European woman who's on all these political programs. Oh, great story of Jesse the Body Ventura. When he was going to be mayor for Minnesota, or senator for Minnesota, he got asked, oh, you know, Jesse, what is your 12-point plan? And he just replied, you can stick your 12-point plan where the sun doesn't shine. I was a Navy SEAL down in the Baja. I wrestled Wahoo McDaniel to a 60-minute time limit in the Omni, and we drew loads of money. Hogan's a snake. Love that man. Who doesn't love Jesse and his mad conspiracies now? I dig the wig. That's a phrase. Very much I like Ike. Ah, fun fact. Oh, also, like, if Trump can be president, a massively failed businessman, and also a failed son coke addict like George W., then anyone can be president, can't they? Oh, the Republican location. Brilliant. Love this gag. Like with Bob in it. A grand mahok to you all. Oh, God, yeah, in 2000. Of course. Oh, yeah, yeah, fucking Dracula as well. Shit. Oh, and of course, all the gays and the women in the Democratic Party. Makes sense. Ex-husband, no way, no way. God, so well organized, aren't they? Not like real politics. Oh, wee Ralphie, look at him go. Oh, and I forget, never forget, Wiggum is the best dad in The Simpsons. He's the most supportive, sweet, kind man. I don't have no idea who the fuck any of these people were. Yep. All that's over the heads. All that's over the heads. Ooh. Yeah, Bolden's a kind of cold name now. I know it weren't his fault, but still, he had the burner on him. And he let it spray. Good old two-party system. Oh, Ralph, you poor sweet child. God help that boy. Oh, wait, is this, you get the ad campaign for him? Yeah, here we go. Fucking hell. I forgot about the fucking... the Iron Girder smacking him in the face. Jesus. Ralph's great, isn't he? What an ending. There we go, folks. Wow. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Fuck me, that's like two out of God knows how many. Two of like 24, whatever the fuck. Yeah, I really enjoyed that, and I hope you did too, folks, and join me for the next review, or audio commentary, or whatever you want to listen to. But yes, have a good one, folks. Take care.
Come to Uncle Mo's for family fun. It's good, 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 good.
Mmm, sounds good.